This is Kim Trombley, Vice President of Religious Life at Bethesda, and thank you for joining me for time to reflect on God's Word and take a moment out of our day. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. That verse is found in Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 3. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Today, we reflect on what we celebrated this past weekend, or as our Orthodox brothers and sisters will celebrate this coming Sunday. What does it mean for us to celebrate Easter? How did you celebrate Easter Sunday? Did you adapt a tradition that you normally do with a large group of family? Or did you begin a new tradition? When we celebrate Easter, we are remembering that death is not the end. Jesus has victory over sin, death, and the devil. And because we believe in him, so do we. It may not feel like that right now, especially as we stay safe at home during COVID-19 and many of our traditions have been paused or adapted in how we celebrate. The world, though, is always changing and will continue to change until the Lord comes again, which he will come again. The good news, though, is that he never changes. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we find that in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus promises to come back to earth, and we can be joyful knowing that we will live forever with him. I hope you had a wonderful day celebrating the Lord's resurrection, or if you are Orthodox, that you have a wonderful celebration this coming weekend. We celebrate his victory over the grave, and we can live in joy because of his victory. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son Jesus to save us from sin, death, and the devil. Help us to keep focused on him, especially now while we stay safe at home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.